mind.
Please don't take this wrong.
Girl, don't you
say it. I've been thinking maybe I should take my time.
Welcome back to the Soul for Ignorance podcast. I'm your host, Trey Lamont, and here with my people, like always, I got Trey Noir.
Yes, sir.
Jay Liago.
What's happening?
C. Michelle.
Hi.
That was so long and drawn out. You good? You tired? You sound a little slurred in that right there.
I am a little slurred, and I was right, L-M-A-O-O-O-O. So I keep it going with my O's.
What's up, man?
It's Trey Noir.
Still smell it.
Not Trey Noir.
Trey, no!
Why?
Trey, Trey,
why,
man?
Why you act like this?
Purple Wookie.
Like I've been saying that our whole friendship.
What?
Why you act like this?
I can't help myself.
I was gonna call you during for the hair show though, cause.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, some bullshit.
I thought I would've went.
What you laughing
you
at,
some
Jay?
Bullshit.
Why was she gonna call you for the hair? Because
you could
you ain't got
me.
No hair.
That's fucked
he
up.
He was a girl who had said she was gonna sing.
Yeah.
And then she canceled.
Yeah.
So he was looking for a singer, and I was like, dang, who? But Sloan still happened to text me. And I was like, oh. Sloan will do it. So I got volunteered her. She canceled on him, too.
That's dope.
And I was like, no, they didn't.
But you still got good exposure, though.
Yeah. I had a lot of orders and stuff, though. But I was like, dang, who else could I have called? Because I forgot Sloan got social anxiety. I was like, fuck, should have called Trey Ward.
You should have called.
Trey Ward, man. Trey Ward would have put it on. Trey Ward probably would have bought an outfit.
Oh, you dead ass. I already got my.
It was literally the day before, and it was so last minute. It was so last minute because she literally, we were just going to view the venue.
Yeah.
How and I walked it? In.
How long was the show? Like 2 hours?
Ooh.
Three. Okay.
Hey, how y'all
but she
doing?
Only sung like one. Me, she was only supposed to sing one song. Another girl ended up singing. But
oh,
she
sang a song?
Yeah, she did pretty good. She sung Andre Day, Rise Up.
I wasn't singing nobody's song. I was singing all my songs.
He didn't even he didn't even know what he wanted Sloan to sing.
Like, I would've been like,
what sing what you want to sing?
I'd be like, I'm an artist, so I'm not singing anybody else's. turn that train on.
We literally was talking about doing a cover 2 months ago.
Emotions.
What'd you say?
We were talking about doing a cover 2 months ago. Nigga.
I said, next time I got to make sure I get Trey Ward before, because I got to keep forgetting Sloan got to get over us.
Yeah. We should
anxiety.
Yeah, we should let me know, bro. I ain't know nothing until the next day when everybody posting pictures.
I literally posted the flyer as soon as he sent me my flyer with
no
my face. That's, you know what?
I thought you wouldn't use Facebook.
Mark Z, you ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of folks telling me that shit.
Yeah.
He keeps shadow banning me. I ain't even doing. And you know, one time he sent me to jail.
Damn, I
had never been to Facebook jail before. That. I was like, what I do?
I ain't never been before.
What I say?
Is it really? Does it? Do you, what does it do? Not let
you can. You look at everything, but you can't like shit. You can't comment on shit.
Oh,
like,
that's good.
You got a glass wall between you and the world.
No, it seemed like it was so much shit to say that day. Them days
man,
I was in jail.
Damn,
I was like, damn, I want to comment so bad, like bitch.
So when you try to comment, it's just gone.
Yeah, it don't. Yeah, it don't even allow you to like. It'll go like it's finna go, and then it'll.
Yeah.
No, you violated community standards.
Wait a second, you got on jumpers.
It seemed like the whole world got put in Facebook jail the other day. Everybody had a fit.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you know what's crazy? I was finna say, like, damn, I ain't even know. But then I seen everybody, don't be telling folks you ain't know because you was making money. I was like, damn, y'all hating. I really was doing lashes, bitch.
No, that's funny because everybody came to my store today. All the old people, they were freaking
what's
out.
What's wrong with my Facebook?
My Facebook ain't working. It didn't log me on my Facebook. I'm like, ma'am, is your service working?
As long as your service working, we do not have Facebook and Instagram.
But everybody was on Twitter. I was like,
and bro, I was mad too that day because some posts came on my shit. It was an ice cream cone, but it looked like a ding-a-ling. And it was stuck there the whole day. And I was mad as fuck. I'm like, bro, why does this post not go away? So I ain't open Instagram that day because I was just like, I don't want to keep opening Instagram. They like, damn, why he keep going to this post? This dick ice cream.
This dick cream.
Yeah, cream. Well, yeah, see. Bro, that shit was so fucked up. Damn. So yeah, I guess that's how I knew something was wrong.
I promise I had no. I was like, why everybody on Twitter today?
Somebody went
Instagram
really
down. Facebook down. I'm used to Instagram being down posts, but I was like, Facebook down too.
I feel like Instagram go down like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think
Instagram went down so much. They got a story. If you go to your page, they say learn more about why would you.
Like, and then Facebook happening. With Facebook going down, a lot of people didn't get affected on their messenger, but I think I did because my stuff was lagging. Because by the time in one of my group chats with my pen sisters, I seen that theirs was acting up.
Oh, yeah.
It was over. They were back up. I was like, damn, these bitches messaged me like 8 hours.
Damn.
I was like, I miss y'all. Anyways, hey. What y'all doing? Getting back on Facebook?
Right.
Everybody, we need backup plans because we can't run out of businesses without Instagram.
I see.
I promise if you boom, you boom. First, if you're not,
you're not.
First
you're
comment not. I seen, how we gonna run our promo?
Oh,
like,
shit.
Man, shut up.
Right? What the hell?
You ain't missed out on no conversion in 6 hours.
Nigga. It went to 1,000 people, only 6 of them said
when nobody finna buy no cartoon logo in 6 hours. Nigga. You ain't miss that. You okay. But as soon as it came back up, though, it's all you seen in the Alabama black business thread. They trying to make up for lost time.
That's what everybody will post
now. I sure had some promo. That's probably why they extended my shit. I didn't even think about that.
Oh yeah, if it was downtime, yeah, they make sure they give you your time back. Hey,
they don't never give my ads.
As soon as that shit came back up, though, niggas immediately took to commenting about Dave Chappelle.
What's going on with Dave Chappelle?
Apparently, he made a comment in his special, and the trans community don't like it, and they want to cancel him.
Bro, they've been trying to do that shit like 3 specials ago.
That's what I was saying.
He been talking about that for a minute.
I don't like, what I don't like is how come every time, even in comedy, first of all, it's comedy. You should never have no bars in comedy. It's always been like that. But every time y'all make a joke or y'all say something about somebody, we supposed to just take it.
Or if y'all say something about your own community.
Yeah, or if y'all say something. But then in a minute, a heterosexual say something. Right. You transphobic, you homophobic. Girl, shut the fuck up and laugh at the goddamn joke. You know you were going to laugh when you got in the car anyway.
Hey, go ahead and mute. Go ahead and for the check tag.
I had to compress that. Nope.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Nope.
I ain't as aggressive as a hub about it, but.
Nope.
I mean, I agree with you, Courtney.
They be the main ones trying to burn you up, though. That will be pissing me off.
I made some comments like in the trans is kind of stopping my future.
It's some trans women out there. And I love them.
Man, shut up. I kick you in your nuts, nigga.
I love them though, and I'm not like I be giving my life from a lot of them, but it's the ones we set the trend for the women, and we better than most women. We look better than.
That's,
if you don't humble yourself, before I put these lashes and this makeup on and shut your shit down.
A girl told me that though before, like they be trying to compete with real women,
and it's like so not fair.
Yeah, like they be beefing with women, like. Mm. Ain't that what you trying to be?
One of them said something about Cash Doll. Like I remember because I was in Orlando, and that's I can't remember some model or some shit, and she took her outfit, and then she was like, "We set the trend." It's like Cash Doll had the outfit like 2 years ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
She even put her name in a song. Like, bitch, if you humble your not Cash Doll, Asian Doll.
No.
Like, bitch, humble your fucking self. Like, it's okay to. You know, feel yourself, but at the same time, like, you don't have to diss a whole community of women. And we ain't say shit to y'all. We ain't do nothing. Don't do me poo-poo.
Yeah. Whenever I hear stuff like that, I instantly go to, like, whatever the details of the matter is. So, I'm calling the community because I don't like saying the letters no more. the community. Netflix is not gonna pull that nigga. They gave him $60 million and it's after pay period. They already got everybody $20 for the month. So we not pulling the special.
Yeah, we not.
The nigga gave you a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
Oh, did he?
He definitely said, oh, nah, I'm gonna say some shit.
Yeah. So, but that's the best. Like, that's the best. Like, that's the best.
Yeah. Oh, he was talking about the community last.
But I mean, like,
the. But about then, everybody.
The thing about it is, they talk about everybody. Like, y'all only want to make it seem like he's singling you out. And he's not. They talk about black folks, Mexican folks, white folks.
They said some shit that they ain't like. That's all.
But y'all say stuff that people like don't like all the time.
Yeah.
Like, somebody, he had a friendship with, a connection with, somebody you shoot the shit with.
Yeah.
So that's obvious.
Like, if I sit up here and make bald-headed jokes, and then a whole bunch of bald-headed niggas be like, bro, fuck you. I'm gonna be like, look at my bro.
Yeah, like, I ain't doing that shit. Like, I
got the scalp committee.
I used to be like, you know, one of the people like, y'all need to chill out, but I'm like, no, y'all got a good point. It is too much sensitivity going on. Like, bitch can't say nothing.
Not at all.
I mean, that shit passed sensitivity
it's being controlled.
Yeah, and the thing is, you not gonna ever not offend somebody.
So why are y'all making such a big deal every time?
If a girl...
Like, y'all so offended that it get taken off of television, but y'all want homosexual sex scenes in television. Children shouldn't see that. Well, but they supposed to see you sucking dick, Mr. Robert? No.
Not Mr. Robert.
And that shit being a lot of...
It is. It's in a lot of shows. Fuck around, walked up on Carter on real YouTube on his iPad, which I didn't even figure. I didn't know he was going to be smart enough to go to Safari to get to real YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I blocked the app.
Yeah.
This nigga got Lil Nas. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Give me the goddamn iPad. Give me the goddamn iPad. Because it was the scene where he was doing all the extra and kissing the dude. And
the news video.
Yeah. I was like, bro.
Shit.
I was like, why are you watching this? He was like, it came up. I was looking for Old Town Road.
I say definitely was on the front page.
We're not on Old Town Road anymore either, buddy. He said that's not for y'all. It's not for y'all. Let it go.
Yeah. What
Hey.
What else were you talking about? Bro, nah, he was talking about his friend though on the special or whatever. But that joke about him beating up the lesbian, bro. That was the funniest shit.
What? I missed it.
I think he basically was saying he beat up a stud. But he didn't know. Yeah. He thought it was a man. So they got into it. And then he was like, why you keep calling me bro? Or something like that. And he like, what you mean? He like, I'm a woman. But they still got into it. That nigga say, man, she threw a swing at me and I slipped that shit. I went to jabbing them titties like 10 of
I gotta go watch this tonight.
He said she had form and everything.
I need to watch it too.
Nah, you gotta watch it. Cause at first I was like, damn, I need her to finish watching it before they take it down. I'm like, they're not taking that down.
They're not taking it down.
They instantly pop back. I'm like, they're not gonna take that down. Hell Netflix, no. I ain't it. Netflix.
They stopped the Chappelle show.
For
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, cause he said.
They not taking it down. Hell, R. Kelly was acting a fool for years. Y'all, his shit's still on Netflix. Are they gonna start doing comedy verses?
That should be dope.
Who would y'all want to see in the comedy verses?
Kevin Hart and Cat Williams.
Cat Williams go win.
Fuck. Gonna wash his ass.
Cat Williams gonna kill you because he don't give a fuck what he say. Yeah. And he more underground and you more mainstream. Yeah. You gonna hold back on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, Kevin Hart only appealed to us when we were like young.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
When you got older, you were just like, bro, this
shit ain't even funny. that special he did in his living room, garbage. I don't even think I got a good 6 minutes in before I was sleeping.
Was it his living room? I thought it was his garage.
Whatever the fuck it was.
I respect what he did, though.
Yeah.
What Kevin Hart did.
What he did.
Man, that nigga went. He made all that shit commercial. You have your artist.
He was that goofy nigga that took that. He ain't go to.
Like, he took that shit. Yeah. He made his comedy tour. And he was like, bro, I want that shit to be like a concert.
Now
bro.
Somebody did. Somebody said his special though. He just had one, two. They ain't like it. Cause he's just so arrogant and all that. He was
the last
about,
two or three specials he didn't have. They said that.
Yeah, they said he was talking about his trainer. They said he was like, yeah, this is my trainer. You know what I'm saying? This nigga wouldn't even be here right now if it weren't for me. Tell the nigga right now. Like, he was just saying, like, he done helped him out so much that he wouldn't even be working with him. Like, he wouldn't even be as far as he
is. Don't do that in front of the goddamn crowd, you little fucking munchkin. They could have said, well, you wouldn't have biceps if it wasn't for me. Nigga, right. Humble yourself.
You're right.
Wait a minute.
Up there sounding like Spoken Reasons that time he went to Wild or Not. Humble that yourself. That was a good episode. Oh, my God.
Just off the note, he definitely a goat. Like all the shit he did.
For sure.
Even if you don't think he's funny, that nigga solidified.
I mean, he is solidified. His old stuff was his best stuff. I'm talking about his new stuff.
Because, I mean, he changed comedy.
He changed that shit. Because that nigga was literally using his life to make his shit up, even if that shit was real or not, he used some of it to make it.
But I mean, it's the opportunities that he took, though. Like, I mean, like how Eddie Murphy did that shit. Eddie Murphy did how many stand-up specials? Eddie Murphy did.
I know three.
I can probably name three.
I mean, big or small?
Because I just know the one where he was wearing the Michael Jackson jacket.
Like he won a comedian for that long.
Yeah.
Like that nigga, like people.
But see, that's what Kevin Hart
probably got a whole generation of people who don't know Eddie Murphy was a comedian.
Yeah. The people that don't know Eddie Murphy started off singing and dancing. Like, that nigga was a real, like, he has like two or three albums.
Oh, yeah, that nigga did everything. That nigga really is the GOAT.
Yeah, he was dancing and singing.
I always gave Eddie Murphy his flowers just because he was funny. Like, Eddie Murphy was funny.
Yeah, in they movies, said they wanted
that. He was just raw. That nigga was hilarious. And then so let's give you top five comedians. Y'all got
top five
in order?
We can just throw them out.
Our personal five,
David Chappelle, Eddie Griffin.
See, Eddie Griffin, too, comedy to me though, so deep. It's just like, but it's shit, high, but it's like, that shit
appealed to me. Eddie Griffin shit appealed to me.
I feel that. Mm-hmm. So, you got Dave Chappelle, Eddie Griffin,
shit. Kind of
Cat Williams.
I want to put Mike Epps in there, but I only got two spots.
I
throw Mike in there.
Okay.
I throw Mike in
there. Last one.
Man, that's hard.
Yeah, like, I ain't playing this game.
I can't think of just five
that I want to name.
I know,
because
then you got...
Like, because are you saying... Cause
you got them people on that level, then you go down, you got Earthquake, you got...
Yeah, are we including the IGs? Are we including the King?
See, that would be hard.
Are we doing the ones that's just funny in movies whose specials are kind of or the ones that kill the specials and the movies?
That shit ain't that.
When you start, yes, it is. Five.
Cause I mean,
you gotta think about somebody that you when you look at top five, these are your always go to.
Bernie Mac, Cat Williams.
No matter what the smoothie, you can always put these five in.
D-Ray Davis. I don't care what y'all say.
D-Ray funny.
D-Ray is funny. And he don't give a fuck what he say. He don't give a fuck what he say, and I love it.
Dion is so funny. He got one of the best stand-ups.
You remember on Barbershop, on Barbershop 2 when the lady was like, here's your shit, I burnt the rest of it.
Damn.
Like I said, if they build a titty bar across the street, I ain't never going home. Nigga, no. You wouldn't go home anyway.
Wow.
Bro, that shit too hard. I'm
saying, I got four. I can't
think of two. Name five.
That I like the most. Dave Chappelle, Eddie Griffin, Carlos Miller.
You got Carlos too.
Goddamn. You got Carlos. You got that Chico
right there.
Yeah. DC Young Fly.
Like,
they like a little.
Chico used to be my favorite in the beginning.
I thought the same thing, but Carlos really did.
I like Chico, but Chico was never my favorite.
You had it last.
What? He used to be my favorite.
Who?
Chico Bean.
Like Carlos, Carlos is killing out both of them.
Yeah, Carlos better than both of them. But he the old school though. He the real OG. Like you can tell, like he just got
DC. DC been having some moments too.
DC funny.
DC gonna be the next middle. Like he gonna be that. You know him from, you know he do all three. Yeah. Like he ain't gonna never be known for. Hey, that's the comedian. He's just gonna be.
I think like whenever he don't get a break though, that's when he start not being as funny to me. Mm. It's like some of your stuff seeming kind of retired, and it's really your laugh. Yeah, like everybody laughing at. Nobody understood the joke.
Yeah,
nobody.
Patrice O'Neal's
one
too.
Patrice O'Neal. That's
my fourth one.
Hey, what's the
fourth? Adele Givens and some more. Love them. I don't care. Queens of Comedy would never
it's,
not.
It's too hard.
Like yeah, we didn't even include no females. Yeah. Just the,
oh, true.
So if you bring in Queens of Comedy,
I was talking about this
Monique ass just killed that shit. And Adele Givens is, I don't know what it is about her. Maybe it's her teeth. I don't know.
I always like newer females.
I don't think I like none of the older females.
Really?
I thought about this 2 weeks ago. I was like, I don't think I really fuck with none of them like that. I don't know who I was fucking with Monique and some more.
What they said about no man.
What's the lady that be with Cat Williams? The rough looking
Linnea.
The other one.
Melanie.
And then Comanche or some shit.
Yes,
Kumagachi. The light skin.
No. That's Linnea. The brown skin, that's the thin.
Shit,
brown.
I take Miss Pat over goddamn.
She funny. I just watched the first episode of her show.
Is that the black lady with the crate that got the big forehead?
She got the look like a classic black mother, but she just had an episode cracked before.
Yeah, that, I think that's her.
Every time I get to me,
I like this girl named Takara Williams. She youngest. She probably in her 30s. I think her most famous joke on YouTube is like her being a teacher at a prison.
Oh damn!
And like how the prisoners be acting towards her and shit. That shit hilarious.
You gotta tag me in some of that.
I still gotta watch it.
So you know them niggas be.
I wanna know what the fuck.
Niggas be risking it all. Damn.
Sound
that sounded crazy.
Good. Glad you did come to the party. You would have been in there with Robert.
I'm a flirt too, Robert. That's my favorite one.
I'm a flirt too, Robert. And I had seen a picture of the nigga who played David Ruffin. Mm. And the Temptations, you know how he be looking like that.
Oh, yeah.
Leon. The caption was like, when you've been winning the prison talent show, and then this nigga R. Kelly show up.
Damn. You see the TikTok, and then you're like, I want a cookie.
I want a cookie.
He said, they ain't got no cookies in there, stuff like that.
I'm glad that there was some justice there, but I feel like y'all been knowing for years. I've been knowing for years, and I'm way younger than y'all. So what the fuck? Y'all been knowing. The man married fucking Aaliyah when she was 14. No. Take them fucking nasty ass parents to jail too. If they ain't going to jail too, then y'all may well let that man come on out and write some motherfucking music.
But you know, people will make excuses for niggas.
They will. Well, they didn't know any better. Yes, they did. They knew when they was going to Peru and riding them damn camels in Dubai while their children was back here being touched on by that old ass man. And then the girls, I ain't like how y'all grown now, so now, he don't give y'all the same amount of attention as he get the younger ones. Bitch, because he had you since you were 14. He bored. The same way he got rid of the other bitches for you. Like,
that shit ain't even that.
Y'all knew what it was.
He wasn't giving them no money.
Yeah.
They gonna turn when that money leaves. Yeah.
But the reason, another thing, like Drake, like Drea, you mad, so you round up all these mad ass people and y'all together. But y'all so stupid because y'all letting her take y'all story and exploit it for her own benefit. Mm-hmm. But y'all forget, y'all don't even realize. Her ass asking for more alimony and spousal support and child support reason why he couldn't no longer afford to pay y'all. How long y'all thought the man was gonna be on top?
Right.
The music style has changed. Yes, y'all may well just got that shit and walked.
Nobody wants a cookie.
Y'all been milking the man for 10, 20 years. Like, come on now. At what point y'all gonna say y'all being greedy?
Still been asking for an R. Kelly song. They would have still been wanting
him. I would definitely want him to produce some music if I was.
I thought he would have started signing artists. Like, do like a like.
I want a brownie.
Yes. All that shit never happened. That's probably when I had to turn that one down. R. Kelly approached me by being his. I don't know, G.
I don't know, man.
If none of this shit.
Now you talking about something. He shouldn't be telling, nigga. Yes, he should. If y'all gonna let him go to jail for however many life sentences, I be in that bitch telling too. Craig was in there too. Say saying at me like, yeah, get that nigga in here with me. Like Ronald Isaac, was that Ronald Isaac that snitched on Wesley Snipes, or was it Wesley Snipes that snitched on Ronald Isaac? Both of you non-taxpaying motherfuckers. Either way it go.
That nigga ain't paying his shit neither.
I got the idea from that motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Who that nigga that's getting intro right now for tax evasion?
Who know? Why they keep getting in trouble? Do your own taxes. You came up in the hood. Go to Shanem or something. Because these accountants are not taking care of your money.
No, the accountant's telling you, like, do I have to pay? They like, you ain't got to do shit. Just pay me to finish telling you, goddamn.
An accountant is the one that told Toni Braxton that in 10 years, her solid gold forks was going to be worth billions. No, Tony. No. No,
Tony. How about she been eating off the
hood?
This is wore out.
Even Oprah was like, baby, I don't even have solid gold. When you said Oprah don't got solid gold for it, Tony, give it up. I can't believe you let that man convince you.
She ate spaghetti with that shit. You know spaghetti sauce don't never come.
That's sick. That nigga sick as fuck.
Yes, man. Speaking of IG, were we still on IG?
We can be.
Local artists, don't trust these niggas.
What you talking about?
These niggas is...
You know what he's talking about.
Tripping and finessing.
You know what he's talking about.
Oh. No.
What okay. Y'all think about this? Boy, if you don't get your
goddamn...
I'm like, nah, G, don't... I'm trying to tell you. The game hit me about 6 months ago. Hey, man. You looking good out here, Faith. I got this mixtape. Nigga, don't even look at mixtapes.
Right, bro.
Nigga, don't even look at full mixtapes on audio back no more. Hey. Nigga.
Talking about Neo, fuck around and hear this shit. And he's like, damn, bro, I really reached out to that nigga. I thought we were together.
This nigga said, so sick of love song.
So sick, you trying to steal my money.
Right.
$2,000 here for this boot, man.
Come on, bro.
Shouts out to Young Blue for his award.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to
Blue, man. Yeah, for sure.
Yep, in Alabama.
No. He did what needed to be done. Nah. All you motherfuckers that didn't believe in my boy. I remember when my boy was recording that 45 South, y'all were like, he would go make it. I believed in you,
was
Jeremy.
Was that you me and you talking to my nigga saying he forgot to shout his own mama?
He did.
He like, damn, nigga, I forgot my mama.
He said he genuinely didn't think he was going to win. Y'all know he been getting passed over for the whole year.
Yeah.
He said he genuinely didn't think
you
he was going to win.
You always have a
reason.
You just
never
He knew he was gonna win it though.
The way he was talking, he probably ain't know.
He was up before and he just knew he was gonna win.
Bro,
and they dated.
This man had just finished making a project.
But then he just finished making the project out the last.
It wasn't as big as this project. This project all right, had, all right, had
peep this
over
up.
Five plus
peep this
superstars.
Up.
2 years ago, that nigga Blue was moving. This before the restaurant shit and all that shit. Because it started, someone went down after that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all niggas not think the way this nigga was taking off, he was going to be on XXL?
I did.
Did y'all not think that?
I did.
Yeah.
He was hotter than
true, but he wasn't, like, his name wasn't really hot in Mobile. He didn't have a city attached
to it. Bro, Mobile ain't got nothing to do with XXL.
I'm saying, like, your city. Like, you know when you're hot in a city?
But we talking about XXL.
Well, then how come? Because if that's the case, Flo Millie ain't really... She wouldn't, because I didn't even know she was from Mobile till she had to say something. I'm like, she know about Mobile?
There's a lot of artists that don't pop off in their city.
Yeah.
Niggas be like, I'm from Atlanta.
Let's move to Atlanta.
And they from, like, Mississippi.
Let's move to Atlanta, bro. We gotta get the fuck out of here. There's a car, man. There's an AT&T. Let's move, bro. Shit.
Okay, but look. Back to what I was saying.
Yeah, go ahead. 2 years ago, I don't. Everybody else does, but I didn't.
bro, like Blue was. Like I remember looking at that shit and just being like, damn, this nigga's really taking off.
2 years ago, I'm trying to think what he dropped that was that made you think.
Wasn't that like
Ice on My Baby?
Yeah, and Unappreciated.
He had features with Gates when true, Gates was
I
hot.
Thought he was kind of building. That's not like his name got out there. He wasn't really. I mean, I know Ice on My Baby. I get it. Like that shit was platinum. That shit was fire.
Don't sleep on that though. It was platinum.
It was platinum. Yeah.
The streaming era.
That's when Missy was out.
A nigga that's not tied to a major label.
That's right.
He was platinum.
That nigga was with Boosie Syndicate.
That's right.
Name any other artist on Boosie label that you know. Name any other artist that is known for anything.
Don't look
What's
at me.
What's that white boy name?
Who?
John Got It.
Oh, is it JD?
You talking about from down here?
Yeah.
That's the nigga you know. Okay, that's the nigga. Hold on. Okay, that's good. That's the nigga you know
what
from Boosie Label.
Yeah.
Who else know him?
Now he that confused the fuck.
A lot of niggas from Mobile do. A good bit.
From Mobile?
Yeah, but outside, I don't know.
Okay. From Mobile?
Yeah.
Everybody knew Blue from outside.
Yeah.
These niggas in this city was acting like that nigga wasn't shit.
They really was. And that's why I was like, he's supposed to be an Mobile, bitch. Come on now. Come on now. Stop.
But I'm saying, bro, like he popped like that everywhere else. Like, that nigga really was, like he said, that nigga went platinum. No label behind
him. The man literally get on
My
Twitter
bad. He
and...
had to send it.
The man gets on Twitter and at any random... Let's get in the booth and make this song. They think, you know, you got Drake that sent you a verse. Like, yeah. Oh, nigga, you really dropped the verse? Hey, put that shit out.
Like, the only person I know that give out tickets.
If he didn't.
So most of his shows, he give like 100 plus, 300 plus tickets.
If he didn't win no award, that shit would have blew me. Because the nigga had a feature with Drake.
Oh, yeah, that shit would have blew me.
Yeah, shout out.
But, bro, when that feature with Drake.
And the fact that he didn't. He was like, oh, bro, he really did drop the verse. I'm on Twitter like, he did? Like, we all surprised.
It was hard, but
yeah,
it was that hard that you got Drake's attention.
Yeah.
Somebody could say, hey, Drake, look at this dude.
And then the Chris Brown song. Didn't he just get a verse with Chris Brown? And they did a video.
Yeah, Chris Brown and 2 Chainz. He got a verse with Big Sean. He got a verse with
And the Big Sean. Wait, that was on accident.
That's what made me knew he was gonna win this award.
The nigga was on her album.
Yeah, bro. It's like,
and she on his shit too.
You got like, bro. He got shit with.
But even while still getting it, any award show that have been going on while he's still during the project and he's still getting his attention and he still got overlooked. That's why he was surprised because. This whole time I've been doing this shit, y'all been overlooking that's me. It. Now y'all come out of nowhere. I only came because motherfuckers made me.
Yeah.
But, oh, did you hear what he called Sean on the red carpet? God damn it.
What is
it? Hey, man. Scraggler. God damn. I wish my baby daddy would ever call me a Scraggler.
She was Scraggler.
I can't say that.
That man said Scraggler. He didn't put a T on that bitch. That girl said... So about your social media? Oh no, that social. That I'm married. That's a scraggler. Oh my God, is Corbin watching? God damn it! Here come a status.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Shonda gonna fuck around and drop a mixtape on Blue A. That shit gonna go platinum. You know, folks know.
That shit gonna go stupid.
But you know, bro, but. On some real shit, that shit says a lot about him. Not the whole Shauna shit, but the fact that this nigga blowing up like that, and I guarantee you he ain't nowhere near his peak.
No. He got too much.
Bro, that nigga gonna real, he gonna be what the, what is called, the silent horse, the dark horse or whatever.
Yeah.
Bro, that's him.
Definitely.
Cause it don't even sound like the nigga is big as, you know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still got somewhere to go.
Hello. Hello. Start a publishing company. Call me.
Shit, he probably already do.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, he got Bandron something?
I'm trying. To know
what he got.
Bandron Music Group?
Bandron Music Group.
No, I don't do music. I need him just...
But the group, these books, you can put pretty much anything on it.
Oh, you
start, start a hair company.
You know what he don't got?
I'm trying to start a book.
You know what he don't got, though?
I need your help.
You don't need my help to start a book.
You know what he don't got?
What do I need your help for?
You probably need my help to piece it together.
That's what I need.
You know he don't got?
What are you doing?
He don't got a syndicate.
Boosie.
I am a fan of Boosie, huh? I grew up
on. And I'm mad they ain't gonna support my boy movie.
That man made a million off that shit.
Of the bigger names, they like y'all will go see 50 Cent show. He's showing the same damn show with different character names, and y'all keep going to them premieres. Why y'all won't come to mine?
A million ain't shit in the movie though.
Yeah, no.
Because you don't know what his budget was, which probably wasn't a million. But I mean,
like 500K or something like that.
He didn't make no profit.
By the time you paid the actors, the producers,
I don't even know
what a grip so is, but I know that they got a bunch of them in the credit.
One of the best, too. The best boy grip. I see that.
I always look in the credit and be like, what the fuck is a grip?
That nigga went to the casino, put five on something, and hit for 50. Yeah.
Damn.
Made a million.
The name of the book is gonna be called.
Y'all don't get niggas no credit, boy.
Fatherhood, and the picture's gonna be me and dad with a mask like a superhero, and there's gonna be the baby, and there's gonna be like stuff around like.
What exactly can I do to help you? I don't know nothing about being a dad.
No, but that's the thing. I do.
Ain't you still new?
Really?
You haven't mastered it till your child is grown.
I'm pretty mastered now.
No, you're not. Trust me.
Trust me.
Okay, I'm 3 in and I know for a fact I ain't mastered. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you skipped that I missed.
You
be coming over here fucking up my propositions. I had something in the works for 3 weeks I was going to bring to her attention. I gotta let it sit 2 more weeks.
Yo, you can go ahead because he is not a master at fatherhood. You ain't a master till you get the teenager. What you did at 2 months? Where was you at 2 months?
At 2 months?
Yeah, as a child at 2 months old. Exactly. So you can't say you you ain't even got to talking and walking stages yet, my boy. Have your baby fell out the bed yet?
No.
Your baby not even a baby yet.
Damn.
He's
still an
infant.
Damn.
He was trying to set up.
You ain't messed it.
I was going to make a book for now until. Like, keep writing on it. Like,
you going to write for 18 years.
Series, yeah. 18 series.
You ain't even had to like talk to her about this then. At least in like 10 years, man. You ain't even had to bring this up then, for another decade.
To the fifth series, come like,
but look, I've been keeping notes for 10 years.
So no, we're dropping these. Like, we're going to be dropping consistently. Series. Yeah, the series. Yeah.
How you doing it on like a 2 to 3 year basis? Like,
yeah, it'll be, yeah.
Like from 0 to 3, then from 4 to 6.
Breaking it to cinnamon, yeah.
What it's called, Bible Chronicles?
It's called Fatherhood.
Stay ahead.
And he's a superhero.
Exactly. Image. You know?
He's a superhero but he don't even have a fucking hood on.
By the time that child done stressing you and your scalp start turning gray, you are no longer.
You'll be like, where was I?
Fuck that book.
Look, series 4. Fuck that book. He ain't even made the 10.
He keep on walking and trying to put his finger in the plug.
Boy, is your scalp going to turn this motherfucker key fucking.
Hey, buddy, don't look. You might lose a couple
look,
of
things. Look, right, he opened up. Bullshit. You might lose. You, buddy. Watch it, Nindo.
Hey.
Open. He changes.
Might lose a whole one of them, but don't underestimate these churns. Don't underestimate them.
Look,
they been look. Kyler has changed my whole.
If I lose, come on, get a put back in.
Look, Courtney, he lay down, get up, his hands. It's a cliche.
Baby, just stretch your whole goddamn hairline out. Just. I'm telling you, somebody first grade got the insurance lost their fucking mind. You can put a child on punishment and tear their ass up to the point where you think you're going to jail. Send them to school, that little nigga still gonna get a sad face and talkative.
They different.
Stood up in the middle of class. Nick, did I literally threw my arm out yesterday swinging the belt and you still? That's. You haven't mastered it. I'm sorry. I thought I was in there, and I'm telling you, these little motherfuckers.
I'm gonna make a series.
And I don't know why I listen to Jay. I keep letting him speak this shit on my kids, calling them little No Limit Soldiers. Now that's what they acting like. Carter is C Murder. That is that nigga. That is. And Kyler, he is
running through the house like this.
Keep going.
It's gonna continue to go. Like, I don't even want to do it. No more. But I know my kids probably know, like.
Nah, y'all gonna write them books though. So I'll be ready at 40.
I'm
gonna read them books at 40.
Look around with his head. Well, you gonna be way, yeah. You can't, cause you don't wanna get, you wanna finish, cause you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So before you get to 1, 2, and 3, you gotta go through the rest of the 18. Trey Fortune gonna be grown. So I'm gonna be like, I've been waiting to figure out what's next.
What's next?
Nothing.
Since you waiting, he gonna start writing ahead of his child's life. So this now he gotta live up to it.
This is the future I've made for you, son.
Ain't gonna read his own book. Man, fuck that.
I'm gonna be putting y'all kids' names down as authorized people to pick up my kid from school.
Don't do that, Carter. Cause your child never make it past 11. Carter gonna come and get an early dismissal pop.
You think that?
Nah, no.
You gonna be looking crazy next year.
I'm gonna be looking like Too Short. Too Short, 46 with a brand new one.
Well, that
every
is,
picture he looks
that
sick.
That is punishment. Hell no.
Every picture he looks sick, dude.
Damn.
I got a good. I'll be 30. Anyway, my children, I'll be in my 30s when my baby turn 18. That means I can do whatever the fuck I want to do in like four more years.
That's nice. That's nice.
Watch your son, brothers. I'm going out. I'm
going to definitely be a great, like, rich hip hop dad. Be just like, be wearing camo pants. Taking the kid.
I thought that boy's name was a bed.
He said my bed. I think it's not how you really say it, but it's his middle name.
Oh, cause that boy ain't Aiden.
Adonis.
Oh,
name
shit.
Is Adonis.
Boy,
Adonis, my bed. He didn't see the IS in the picture with his name. It's Adonis Mob, something like that. I'm so sick of them talking about Nicki Minaj and her family.
Good. They must put that baby in a sleeper. Like I don't even remember ever posting she had the baby.
Oh no, she didn't post when she had him. She, you know, she just
chilling.
She cheated. She said
did
that.
Did Cardi B ever have another baby?
Did who?
Cardi B.
I like that celebrities are getting back to. She had. They're getting back to getting their privacy back. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all too into motherfuckers' lives. Like, I feel
bro, reality TV did that
did
shit.
Did we ever find that out if Russ cheated on Sierra?
She definitely laughed at everybody that believed in shit.
Oh, okay.
And showed up at the Met Gala in that nigga, a gown version of that nigga jersey with a matching purse and his number. Looking like, like, what's her name? Paris on Love Don't Cost a Thing. Yeah. When she showed up with Drew's shirt and the little skirt made of his jersey. That's how the fuck Sierra was.
Did that shit even match the theme of the Met Gala?
Hell
nah. Wasn't the theme some other shit?
Is there a Met Gala theme?
Yeah.
They always all over the place. Fucking ASAP and Rihanna came in that bitch looking like they were going to bed with them quilts.
Like, them niggas like cereal.
Oh yeah, that little Kevin Crutch coat.
Bro, it was a dude.
I seen that.
It was a dude, I think they say it was on Reddit or something. That nigga was like, damn, that looked like my grandmama quilt, bro.
That song. Shit looked...
They had, like, sold the quilt or some shit, and it ended up being his grandmama's quilt.
Really? Yeah. That is crazy.
Like, he had to do some searching and shit.
That shit is crazy.
You know who stepped at the Met Gala? I'm proud of.
Who?
Chloe and Haley. They gonna stop doing my girls. They look good.
Oh, them the twins.
Yeah. They not twins.
Oh, they cousins or something like that.
No, they're sisters. Oh, they're just, well, I don't know why everybody thought they were twins. They good. Clearly older than them.
Yeah, I ain't know they look alike, though.
They sisters.
I mean, they look.
Nigga, damn, don't knock your glasses out.
What's up, man?
And my girl just wrapped up the Little Mermaid. They can stop talking about her.
Chill out.
I'm ready
to. I'm just trying to see if it's great.
That was so stupid to me when they first found out that Haley was going to be the Little Mermaid. Yeah. The Little Mermaid was white. Well, bitch, that mermaids don't exist.
Yeah, she also don't exist. That's crazy.
Little Mermaid?
Yeah. Yeah, like they were really mad. She was white. You're ruining her childhood. Like, bitch, no. No, she not. Because mermaids don't exist. And even when they, if they did exist,
they wouldn't look like that.
And them Haitian people say.
Yes. Looking at the one that the Haitians seen, they don't look nothing like the fucking one that Walt Disney saw.
They say monsters.
Monsters.
Because first of all, where you getting all these t-shirts to make a whole ass bra from?
Somehow they dragging that water be down there by 10, 20 years.
Got little titties.
They be coming back.
No titties, guys.
They can walk, according to the Haitians, though, they can transform into these beautiful sirens and walk amongst, and then they guide you into the, if they can't guide you from the water, they can come up there and, like, if they didn't set their sights on you, you walking on the beach, she tried to get you, you escape. She just been transform into a human that you don't readily recognize. Come on the land, use her little siren song, and next thing you know, your ass under the water as an underwater slave. Mm-hmm. Release you in 10 years and you don't remember shit. Everybody like, well, you went missing 10 years ago.
Now you gotta.
We went to the club and you went to the bathroom and we didn't see you. But, where the fuck you been?
When you come back, you probably get a cool gray streak of hair. I feel like that's what's gonna happen. Like you gonna be like Danny Phantom. You gonna get
no.
Like
they
a
say they say you don't age at all.
Oh shit!
Because you're under the water with the mermaid.
So I'm but how you survive? So
being wrinkly is keeping
whatever me. Magic the mermaids have.
I
can't talk about it because I ain't never had it.
I feel like I shouldn't talk
and
about
I don't want it to happen because
I feel like I shouldn't.
I don't like doing my own damn work. Fuck, make a mermaid think I want to do a hug.
I'm gonna tell you right.
I ain't vacuuming the goddamn.
I don't know a song that's that good for me to just go walking. Like,
it's not the song. It's the.
Nigga, y'all talking about the song playing Michael Jackson. Yeah.
It's the smell of the song.
That shit, where the beat at? They think it's the club.
Yeah, it's mermaid. It's hypnotic. They used to sing the song. It's hypnotic.
Is that the word?
Hypnosis is the
verb.
Ain't that a liquor?
What's the sentence you're trying to make?
Yeah, hypnotic.
That song was hypnotic.
Yeah.
Writer.
Yeah, the song is hypnotic. It puts you under hypnosis.
It is hypnotizing.
Y'all say
it's hypnotizing. It's a form of hypnotism. Like,
you know what I'm saying? He was saying the verb. You were saying the noun of it. Or the
No. I need to go to AA because my mind went straight to the liquor store.
Yeah.
To the back. To the blue bar. Like, hypnotic. Nah, they don't drink that in the ocean. They don't. That ain't what they drink it.
Hell no.
Yeah, they used to sing the song that lured the sellers.
I used to talk about this. I ain't going near the bay. I ain't going near the bay for a while.
That's more like that. That's what cool they say is in Haiti.
We cool though. Because all that oil and folk that spilled out there.
My man's dead.
No, they just more pissed off because now they down there. They need more men to come help vacuum up that goddamn oil. goddamn humans in the goddamn pipes.
Mermaid come turn you into their personal Roomba.
How far you gotta go down there to get them though?
Nigga, we don't know.
If they really want you, they'll come to you.
As one of them, we'll find you.
Because if you find us, it's not gonna be pretty. Yeah. Nigga, did you just find us? Give me your goddamn submarine, bitch.
Did you just find us? Come up by that scuba suit. Nigga think he's scuba Steve.
Fuck him up.
Like,
shit up.
Like, oh shit, it's Eric Hill. Eric Hill.
No,
Stanley Earl.
Nope, bitch, it's Ursula and you is done for.
They ain't gonna start acting like Ursula wasn't big fan.
Bruh, you know what's so
cool? I love Queen Latifah as Ursula. They should have kept her in
Why you looking like that?
You know, you sure remind
me. Yeah, we were.
Josh.
That seemed like his type.
Josh would definitely love
That's
Ursula.
That's his type, Ursula.
He would definitely love Ursula, nigga.
He definitely would.
Damn, man. What else been going on? What any new music y'all listening to? We weren't here when the boy, the boy holiday happened. So
who was the boy holiday?
The boy's holiday. Somebody certified lover boy.
Oh, that's right.
And then Donna's just too long for me to care about right now.
Well, I've been listening. I've been going back to the old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Your girl got me listening to Jamie Foxx. Like,
I've been able to find one album a week for the past 3-4 weeks that I've just been sitting with. Everything else just...
I've been listening to Russ lately.
Everything else been old.
Really?
Russ. I'm listening to Don Toliver. He just dropped Friday.
Right, you know why it's like that? Mm. It's because you listen to music for an extended period of time every day.
Yeah, I do.
Every day. I realized that
I've been listening to video essays and podcasts
because I was getting tired of listening. I was like, "Damn, bro! Like, I don't even know what I want to listen to right now."
Yeah,
and I'd be like, "Bro, I listen to work like at least 70-80% of my day."
What does it mean on Apple Music when they just take a song down, like out of nowhere?
The artist took it down.
Oh, Faith Evans, can you please put Hope back on there? Thanks. Probably, or Twista, whichever one of y'all was being
did it.
Hey.
Probably did it. I don't know. Y'all, what's the album I was just thinking of? Damn, what's the album I was just thinking of? Mm-hmm. It's slipping me. I'm tough right now.
Get the baby from her. See her back hurting. Act like my auntie raised you right. Oh Lord, you better go ahead and order her recliner because you're getting on my nerves. Oh, y'all matching on purpose? That's so cute. Oh no, y'all ain't doing on purpose. Damn, I used to hate when folks did me and my baby daddy like that. I genuinely thought it was on purpose though. I now see how that felt.
Mm-hmm. Hey man,
y'all know at tomorrow is that
what's the Wi-Fi password?
Just get on it.
Yeah, but it's technically not. They made it a teacher work day so they could still be out. But you know, it's Christopher Columbus Day, actually. They just made it a teacher work. No, they don't have school. But they didn't want to offend the indigenous, so they just put teacher work day.
So they don't have school anymore?
Mm-mm. Everything is closed. The federal holiday.
Columbus.
It's Christopher Columbus Day. And you know they've been trying to cancel that for the longest. That's what he had asked. And I told him, I said, I wouldn't go. I'd be like, shit, I thought it was closed. Good, good, federal holiday. Yeah, but the bank's closed.
Oh, but this show gonna run into midnight, bro. You gotta go to work tomorrow, but.
Y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'm gonna see you in a minute. But yeah, let's. we got a few more minutes left.
Federal holidays is touchy.
Oh, I know what I was going to tell y'all. We was talking about albums. We had Drake and Kanye do all of that or whatever. That nigga Kanye lost horribly, by the way. Anyway, yeah. Now we got the female version of this shit.
Who?
Summer Walker and SZA dropping on the same day.
Ooh.
I pick SZA.
I'm going to do SZA too on that one.
I know one thing. Summer better not have gave me the same album. You seen the promo?
Summer gave us the same
last album's cover, like, in her calling the city girl.
Summer got the same album.
I hope it's not the same album.
Dang, ain't she gonna drop the same?
Not the same, because it's her second. It's a new album.
She finna be saying the same shit.
I ain't gonna lie, as long as it vibe, though, I was gonna throw it right in the little toxic mix.
SZA, though, hit different, man. Her shit, so, she's like a Lauren. No, I don't wanna give
been
a she's like an idiot. No, like a...
She like all of them had a baby together.
Yeah, like she's like pizza.
She a pizza. She's not the whole essence of each one, but she got a little bit
of like Lauren, India, Erykah Badu.
Yeah, she gives.
Just she kind of gives you this southern, like not this neo soul.
She just in a different world.
Want to be called something else? Yeah. Man, I like that shit. When niggas start calling her Neo Soul, she was pissed.
I thought that's what she was.
I like that. Why can't just be Soul?
Or like, she even gave me a little bit of
what?
Fuck, what's her name? Angie Stone. Mm. Okay. I can't eat. Just I can't it. Sleep.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
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 That's definitely. Yeah. That's Ari.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
That's what I was gonna talk about. When did Ari Lennox become? Like, that's just who we go to for songs about pussy.
I...
Yeah.
This nigga.
Like, every song, man.
She gonna sit on it.
Pressure, all kind of shit.
I just noticed something about you.
Oh, yeah, I'm ruthless today.
I just unpaused. I just unpaused.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, we were, bro.
I didn't know what you was going to say, so I hit pause. Because you like, you stopped the room with that.
Because he like, because when he grabbed the baby, he was like,
so you want some meat?
From what?
I think she's going to McDonald's and Arby's.
Oh, no.
He knows she going to McDonald's.
I was going to say, because she said Arby's before she walked in.
Specifically, he's real. I think she going to McDonald's and Arby's.
Yeah, because sometimes she show it, maybe cause sometimes she show up with something totally different.
She going to that McDonald's and see him?
Man, they shit.
Probably not.
Swear, they lying. Stay for it long.
Man, they shit.
Like, nah, she don't like that McDonald's. She used to go to one of Moffitt.
I hate them bitches. They gave
you, I hate them bitches.
They gave you cold fries, the best, no salt, refries fries
on airport.
Really? I need to go
by the mall.
Yeah, they've been fried lately.
Yeah, they've been hit lately.
I have not had no because my the one on my boy got us sick like three times back to back. Like my mama took the kids, they got sick. Mm. They daddy came and visited them. He took them, and that was shocked the fuck out of all of us because he hate McDonald's now.
Yeah,
they got sick. His ass in that bitch. I was like, oh no, you gotta take your way home with that shit.
You gotta eat it for her. What? You gotta get it for her body with that. What are you doing?
Not in this trash can. You're not doing that. He gagged one time. Not in the middle of Cruella. You're not doing that. And I fucked up. I had said, damn. I don't even know what. I guess I just the smell. I was like, I want some McDonald's fries.
And your ass went.
And I went like the next week.
Did you know that they got sick from the McDonald's?
But that's why I just got fries. I went the next week.
So everybody knew that this McDonald's get their ass.
But they had burgers and nuggets and shit. I went for potatoes. How you fuck up potatoes?
First of all, if you got sick, it's like.
I gave them a week. I was like, damn, they got to have cleaned up. But now they done went through a different inventory. I done seen two trucks. Now, y'all still up there serving the same old contaminated ass grease.
They talking about our ice cream shit working, so we finna get y'all sick as fuck if y'all act like
y'all got that old ass milk then, baby, because I don't want to fuck y'all. Anytime Kyler is at a four piece, he is one nugget in. And he ain't even that whole nugget and walk in the room with the nugget in hand. Stomach. That my baby climbed in the bed, in between my legs, grabbed the blanket, put it over him, handed me the nugget, said, I don't want this. And dropped that hoe in the trash can. And my huge, he was fucked up. I had to rub his stomach and everything. I was like, oh, my poor baby. I almost went up there like, I'm finna air this motherfucker out right now. Y'all playing with the wrong goddamn kid.
As you pulling up like old girl at a Lorca.
Yeah, hey. Straight five.
I wasn't even gonna get nobody in that chance.
Bro, I've been mad as fuck if I was on lunch.
I would've been
mad as fuck.
Cause you know the security guard hit the button to lock the door, so everybody that was out is out.
That was some whole shit, bro. Like I'm talking about, Shaw didn't even look. She just.
They told her that they because it was what three cars. They said that was man. I'm not gonna let you bitch get out the car neither.
Did she hit anybody?
She ain't hit nobody, but she warned them bitches. They got the fuck. They were right there in the front.
No, I'm talking about the police.
Oh yeah, she went to jail. She definitely went to jail. She ain't leave. I wouldn't have left either though. I would have assumed that I would have been okay because protecting myself. But I guess they was like, nah.
You know, you just, people don't really be knowing how self defense works.
Yeah, they really don't.
Yeah, you have to really be able to they convince that them motherfucker that you felt threatened and you calm and cool. Then, like yeah, I shot him.
And then
you
at some points it'd be some shit like you can't overdo it either. Like you got to be careful of what overdoing it is for the law.
I gotta go to court for that shit in 2 weeks, actually.
The nigga beat the dog for that shit.
Defense. When I had pulled that gun out on that man.
Oh,
damn. But he had the knife. That part that blew me, Jamel, and we just found out Jamel didn't even see the knife. I was like, so nigga, you thought I just pulled the gun out for the dumpster? Like, no, fuck that dumpster. That nigga was finna stab you, bro. Yeah. My mama was like, you didn't see him with a big butcher knife, like you literally looking him in his face. You ain't even looked at the hand.
This is recent.
This was right before we went to Orlando. Yeah. The only reason why he got arrested wouldn't even none of that. Like he got arrested because they just gave me the thing that was like you don't got to go sign a warrant. They wouldn't even gonna arrest him. They fucking arrest him because he started talking shit to police. Next thing you know, he threatening them. Like he told. the black officer, I'll lay your bitch ass out in the street right now, ho. Like, I said, what? He's like, I'm gonna kill you. Then I said, damn, you won't let him. No wonder he don't take none of us serious. Don't really take me serious, because I'm the one that pulled my gun out. Y'all ain't doing shit. He told me, turn around and face me. You gonna die tonight, bitch. I said, don't make me make Mobile job easy on you. Because I promise you, the way I'm feeling now, and you done pissed me off, and you got my baby crying, and I ain't had no lunch. I'm finna fucking jet up on your ass in front of the fucking police. Fuck that dash cam.
Roll him in the dirt. What is it? Put him in the dirt. Put that nigga in the dirt.
That'd be crazy.
I got his mugshot in my phone. I think.
I ain't never.
Tell him I'm gonna be outside of court and I'm be like, yeah, get him, folks.
I ain't never heard that nigga like ever speak in my life, but because I believe the way you just like imitated him is exactly how he said.
That's how he said. I'm gonna
fuck you up, bitch. Like, ho, like,
nigga talk like, I'm gonna get you, sucker.
I be like, when he told me
I was a vampire,
when that man called me a white hoe, I was like, you're not. See, you
like
looking
a black
at me?
Like,
black exploitation.
Black exploitation.
I was love
that transportation.
What is your mugshot? I just found out the man's name. They be talking about his name, Albert. That man's name is Alvin.
Alvin?
I can't believe that man stole my goddamn cat food.
Niggas
and got arrested with my fucking key.
He had a key?
He had to have had it. It's nowhere in the yard. It's nowhere. And ain't nobody attempted to came in yet with the key. Nobody attempted to come get the car either. So
what else is wrong with
he had to got the key because he had the cat food.
She looked like playing out.
And he probably China. Thought he could do something with that Chinese eye guy.
Little chalk guy, bro.
He go his knife. That way he, because he always dropped that hole whenever they finna arrest him. So the night he got arrested, he dropped that one. And there go the other one where he put it in the suicide. I was like, boy, that man crazy for real.
Yo, I thought Steve Harvey looked pretty good in
that. I like Steve Harvey the way he dressed. They gonna stop stepping.
I bumped his ass up. That was Steve Harden. He like the only nigga I know that he like the only
looking
nigga
mad
I know.
As hell.
He like the only nigga I know that can wear three like green day cat food.
I believe he am.
Talking about he put that on the bowl.
Also, man, oh, I can't believe the man got my fucking cat food. I know you got my key. And the fact that don't nobody can't. So when you get arrested, who take care of your stuff then? Because y'all talking about y'all can't tell me how I could get the key or if he really got arrested with. Don't y'all put that shit on the paper when you checking somebody in? Y'all checked in my goddamn belly button ring. You still want this? Bitch, you know my shit closed up, ho. I told you I had just got it. Lady made me so mad. I was like, ma'am, I just got this. Do you really? I'm already bonded out. Do you really have to take it out? Yes. I guess you really had to touch my cat too then, bitch. Here, take it. Just take it. My shit closed up in like 3 minutes. I was like, I felt it. I was like, look at this shit.
Come on, you got real healing powers in that.
My tongue ring closed up that fast. I was so sick. Like
lizard.
I was sick.
Y'all got anything else?
Disney's the bomb, but don't go to Hollywood Studios. Go to Universal.
Yeah, bro. I tell Universal Studios, bro.
You have to do reservations now because of COVID. They have to limit how many people. So there was no reservations. Like, it didn't even pop up. That's why I was like, damn, they don't got Universal. They just got Hollywood now. And later was like, no, we have like over 8 parks. Really? Because your shit only showing 4. Well, 2 of them are water and they're shut down right now. And the other ones are probably just full for those dates.
So they make 4.
Is that how
she said? Yeah, I was like, well, y'all should have, you know, gave me the option to at least see the other park so I know what I missed out on.
FOMO, bitch.
Oh, shout out to Jay Division, bro. He going crazy with his shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
He just finished his shit with BMW. Nice little check on that.
Is he still in Mobile?
No, he in Atlanta.
That's what I thought. I was going to say.
Yeah, and then he doing his little episode.
Talked to him a few days ago.
He did?
Hell yeah. I don't know why this nigga keep thinking. Like, every time we find out we got something in common, he be like, oh. You did it? Nigga, you're not the only one. Yeah. You're not the only black nerd.
That's definitely him.
You like that?
Not the only nerdy guy.
That's
nigga.
Funny. We need to go to Atlanta, bro. We do need to make that a trip.
That would be amazing. I want to go to Papa Do's.
Oh, Papa Do's?
What are we doing?
What's up?
Go to Atlanta. Papa Do's and Cheesecake Factory is in the Disney store.
I want us to plan that maybe around.
If I go to Atlanta, I got a pod I already got to do.
Christmas.
So I'm going to throw that in the itinerary.
Around
you're Christmas. A parent now. You can't do shit around Christmas but shop, my nigga.
Well, you know, he's an infant.
Oh, yeah. You got till next year.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the luxury. Yes. I got real unless, adolescent.
Unless his mama say, we going all out for our baby. Then what you gonna do?
Look, have some going out money.
Hey.
But right now, around Christmas, he'll be what? 4 months? 4 or 5?
About 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
What day he was born?
Was it 15?
Oh, no.
You should have known that.
No, he ain't gonna.
It was a Thursday.
4 months. He ain't.
What's Thursday?
I know, cause I know, nigga.
Yeah. Gonna say, hold on, let me look.
Nigga, I don't even know.
Nigga, no, I don't remember my own life.
he got some good ass memory. It was the Wednesday.
No, wait.
August the 15th? Oh, shit, I meant September.
That's Sunday.
It was a Sunday, actually. I was looking at fucking September. It was a Sunday.
It was a Sunday. Do you remember? I bet it was a Thursday.
He was so convincing.
He was.
Trey Boy was like, damn, you really? But now to get you something for Christmas.
Oh, man. That
would have
been crazy that was a good guess. You wouldn't let me know. He'd be like, when I leave, you'd be like, I didn't really know.
Hey, so if I plan to,
But yeah, when are we planning that? It ain't gonna be a big trip. We can just get a little cheap.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't talking about that. Like, we could go to LA. Y'all say the word. I'm like, Mom, I'm going to Atlanta. All
right, word.
Make sure he give me back 2 cinnamon cheese cakes. Yes, ma'am. Nice. She be wanting Cinnabon cheesecake. That's all. Or red velvet. You've never.
My girl loves the red velvet one.
The red velvet bussing. Godiva. Godiva
chocolate. Cheesecake Factory. I got 2 locations. Never the one that. Location over there by studio, stadium, and what is it?
Cause we supposed to have it at the Forever 21 in the mall. They pulled it.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they never. I guess when that was around time he started became the shops. And then he shot the rent up, and they was like, "Nah, fuck that." And I don't think they wanted him to add. He didn't want them to add the patio over there by Forever 21, so that would have fucked it up. I was like, "Bro, if you don't put them motherfucking chairs and tables, but we need a Cheesecake Factory." I'm never going down.
We got to wrap it away. Hey, I guess that's all we got for him this week.
Oh yeah,
thank y'all.
Tell Paris I said hey.
I will.
As always, we appreciate y'all for listening, man. Remember to comment, share.
Oh, your baby, August 15th, that made your baby a Leo. Oh, my God.
What? You love Leos? Are you a Leo?
Yes.
You a Leo?
Yes.
Funky it's like Kendrick. Boy.
Kendrick. Oh, don't worry. He got all kinds of t-shirts coming his way. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
As always, we appreciate y'all for listening. Remember, I can't talk today.
I had some stuff I needed to say.
Yesterday. Yeah, whatever you said.
I have stuff I need to say.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Dang.
What you have? You got a little announcement to give?
Yes.
Give us the announcement.
What you want? I'm still mixing drinks, and I'm still planning events, and I'm still laying these lashes.
We just still.
And I'm still making these wigs. So, because y'all, I'm saying that because y'all act like y'all forgot, yeah. You know. Hey. I'm still writing books. They still on Amazon. Y'all act like y'all forgot. Hey, stop sleeping on me.
Hey, Jay. Huh. Like the fucking the old Texas clip, he like still taking care of children, whatever. We just still,
cause they still that. Trying to sleep on me, and I said wake up.
Mm. I'm trying to go crazy out here. Jay got a cooking show coming soon.
You do what you're cooking, cause I want some turkey necks.
You got a cooking show coming soon. My boy finna Emerald La Nigga
cook some turkey necks.
Going crazy out here.
That nigga just be fascinated.
I'm like, fascinated. I really be trying to hype my boy up. But I love to see him in his bag. That's good. You know, niggas don't appreciate it.
We should do friends.
I appreciate that.
I was actually finna say something.
I appreciate that. You are 100% right. I appreciate
it. I ain't gonna lie to him. Just seeing him do a little butter and some seasonings and putting that shit real quick. That shit did look crazy, boy. I said, I want to see you drizzle that shit. that shit did look good. Nigga. I was like, God damn. This stay raw as hell, boy. He making this preparation look fine, though. You want a TikTok, nigga? You start a TikTok.
Hey, I love TikTok. I have become one of the addicted ones.
Yeah, it should definitely take. I think I'm getting on there for like 6 posts, and then I realize it's been 45 minutes.
45. Well, you looking, because I've been trying to get on there for like two hours one day.
Bro, I literally step outside to grab a car, bro, and then get on TikTok once I get in the car, and I ain't been in the shop for 45 minutes. Fucking with TikTok.
I be just
and I be like, damn, well, I kind of just zoned out there.
But that For You page is just...
Yep, and then they be coming to me with, what's going on with your buddy?
Nigga addicted to TikTok.
Where's Trey?
After the hair show, because we was taking shots of stuff after to celebrate the success. Mm-hmm. I went home. I got on TikTok. I seen a sound. No, it was an ATL sound. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, I want to do that. That's my favorite scene. So I ended up doing it. I don't know if y'all saw it on Snapchat. Like, I did not realize I literally did 12 TikToks. I only posted like six, so maybe four. But I'm like, God, what's all these videos? After I had got in the tub, put on my sleeping clothes, I'm like, was I really that fucked up? But y'all could put me in a movie, because even drunk,
it's a movie being shot.
I could literally do my lines, cause I did the fuck out them videos.
Tony working on a movie or a show or something right now. He looking for people.
I'm actually looking to
Tony.
I'll be looking soon to turn some of my.
You doing a film adaptation? Hold
on. I'm looking to start a mini series based around Once Upon a Hood Love.
Okay. Once upon a felony. Looking at.
I hate this nigga. He didn't even read my book.
He didn't.
Ain't gonna sit there and talk about my time.
How you know what I didn't read?
What's it about?
A hood love affair.
What's the character name? What is it an adaptation of? And I know for a fact I told you this one.
What the hell is an adaptation?
I made it, I was inspired by what to write that book?
Your drug dealing boyfriend.
First of all, nigga, no, I don't have one of them. Oh my God. Oh God, if I get choked out. I'm gonna cut off like six of your dread.
But just mark that time stamp there.
I'm not taking it out. You don't know right now.
Sorry, Courtney.
This nigga, it's not true. Listen, you know they know I be with you. Yeah, if anybody know who the fuck she talked to, it's that nigga.
Damn.
My fucking phone pocket down or wrong somebody and left a voicemail. Who that is you talking to? Now, what he saying? Who you lying to? What the fuck? You talking about? Oh, my God. You can hear the whole conversation. We have to be talking about cats. I'm not lying for no goddamn cat.
We used to say, I'm really talking about fucking cats, though.
True.
I'm like, this nigga, boy, and you listen to the whole 2 minute voice, and you knew it was pocket down. Like, that's, you know how nosy you gotta be listening to a 120-second fucking voicemail knowing it wasn't for you? Mm. Just nosy as hell. Who you learned to?
This hoe talking about cats.
That shit, all you heard was a male voice and was like, I know the fuck she didn't fucking pocket down me, or she out there talking for. Bro, you already know who that is. Gone somewhere.
I was gonna say, then I met him.
I already know that's good.
Ridiculous.
Damn, Courtney. I'm in a field here.
If there are any, anybody in Mobile listening that is interested in becoming a character visual, please send your photos to me. This is not a paid promotional product.
I don't want to be Joaquin.
Who the fuck is Joaquin?
He got slapped.
Me. Okay. I'm just putting my head in the ring right now. So here we go with my headshots. There you go.
Why does that cup turn like that?
Let you know I was lit. There we go. That's just me getting my head in the ring.
Wow.
I'm out here.
I'm definitely, because I know like
I'm
a lot of.
I'm in the ring.
Yeah, go. It's a portrait. Here you go.
If you not
him, this is what I'm going to look like.
I also have two other gentlemen. If you need like a group of big fellows to be like henchmen, I put
not
us in the ring.
No.
God, not damn, not that one.
That was going to be trying to get paid. It is not paid, but I do plan on, you know, tagging everybody so, you, like, if they looking for exposure or whatever, but
he ain't the only
something
one,
for character visual.
He ain't the only one with henchmen.
Versus.
versus battle that we need.
No, this nigga sent me that shit when I was in the play. I'm about to guess who this is. Oh, shit. I would never forget. Boy, she had the flutter right here. I was like, oh shit. She burnt the fuck out of me. But I couldn't stop laughing. Damn. You going to hell for that one.
They sent me that shit. I immediately walked outside and seen one of our coworkers is like that.
Some people just got them tight, bro. I was like, God damn. Damn. You made me mess up my promo. Y'all send me y'all pictures. Cause I am. I like that, you know, there are models or whatever, but they be thinking that you're getting paid for this, and it's really just character development, inspiration. Mm. And it just helps the readers to be able to picture the characters easier. So it's not paid or anything. I'm not using your pictures to make a movie. Now, if you want to audition for the movie, that'll
come later. This was just for the character visual.
Yeah, this is just character visualization.
Get my pictures back. I just for the movie.
First of all, you didn't send me the pictures.
Get my headshot back.
You didn't even send me your headshot. I could always steal them off your social media if I want to use them.
You said, I ain't even put them the one I showed you in the streets yet. I got the right caption.
I know who.
Josh told me I've been like a sick ass nigga for my caption. He called me a goofy. He
called you a goofy?
Yes.
Niggas want to be from Chirac, so bad.
Nigga hating out the caption work. This is the one, though. He said it took him over the edge.
Hold on. Shit, my damn eye went blurry.
It's funny because of what the caption say that you say that.
It really is. That went right along with it.
Nigga. He told me I was sick for that.
What's the caption say? Read it for the class.
It's funny. Vision and my memory were both a blur. That nigga stopped everything he was doing to tell me, get the fuck off social media. They be eating it up, though.
Yeah, they do. Because I be... Like, look at who the fuck is saying this shit. Oh, that's Trey on Twitter. Like, nigga, I keep forgetting that we even follow each other. Mm-hmm. Don't be judging my tweets. Ignore them.
They don't, bro. I told you don't show up on my timelines, bro.
Oh yeah,
they
forgot I be shadow banned.
Nah, I see sometimes.
Hey, some
of
that shit you
be, I don't be liking it and retweeting. Some of that shit I be like, hey, yeah, court. It be shit ain't got nothing to do with me. It be like a baby mama affirmation. And I be like, hey, yeah.
Sometimes I just retweet shit because I know it get under other folks' skin.
Look at you. Look how you using Jack Dorsey's Twitter. That's crazy.
Thank you, Jack. But I wish you'll stop sending me all these folks that do tarot card readings. And boy, if I see one more Leo reading, like, Jack, bro, when the hell did I start following all the Leo pages? Everybody that do Zodiac reading, that shit pop up.
Oh, the tarot, tarots and shit.
I was like... Like, I got one tarot card reading on Facebook, and y'all been on Instagram and Twitter. Like, that's all y'all showing me right now.
I didn't think he was one of the mythics.
Don't try to get in touch with the other side fucking with me, baby. Listen, I don't conjure nothing, because I might fuck around and fuck us all up. You gonna think I just said a certain person's name 5 times in the mirror. Mm-hmm. You don't play those games.
Man.
Speaking of.
Is that it for your announcements?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some drink specials really soon after
Christmas. They just coughed all through.
Yeah, he fuck my drinks, huh? Oh, we got surprise events coming up, y'all, so be on the lookout. I can't stand this.
You can't even play jokes like that.
He going to be trying his best to come through if I put his ass on the block list.
Oh,
you.
Me?
Coughing through my... Goddamn.
Hey guys, Courtney has another drink special coming up very soon. An event?
Yeah, we got a couple parties lined up.
Shit, you told me about that.
I just was trying to, but you was coughing.
I'm sorry, I needed one of your drinks, and that wouldn't be harsh.
You was just fussing at that last because he said I'd be getting y'all too drunk.
Girl, you know that don't be real blame.
But yes, we are working on a lot of things at Lab Life Industry, so y'all be on the lookout.
What's the industry now?
Yeah, I got the beauty, I got the publications.
I've been waiting on you to be a conglomerate.
I've been waiting on you to become my producer, but you still playing.
What I'm producing?
Don't what? Shoot.
What you told me last time?
What did I say?
You ain't got no butt. For sure.
Oh, she fucking canceled the move. I thought you saw the status. Yeah, she definitely canceled the move.
She put up a status about
it? Yeah, she was like, I'm not leaving anything. Yeah, because she's supposed to be gone.
I ain't never even see the first post. I thought you gave me insider information.
No.
She canceled the move?
Yeah, she postponed it for now.
That's good, okay. So that's the person? Oh, shit, let's get the fucking ball rolling.
Yeah, let's get the ball rolling.
I'm getting the ball rolling.
I'm looking for a futon now. You
good if you got a recliner. I gave y'all.
I'm trying to make a sit now for the podcast.
Are we really?
Yeah, oh, cool. Try to make a sit in this little corner right here. Just try to maintain that shit to a corner. Then the other corner, we can have some other shit.
Ooh.
Try to make the most of the space enough.
I'm with it.
Yeah. Damn. We got any announcements, Liago?
Y'all stay blessed.
He did not get his tattoo, by the way.
I'm glad I didn't.
I ain't talking about that nigga. I'm talking about the other nigga. Not sticky fingers. I can't wait to get that nigga. Ooh, I can't wait.
So it's Cody for the set of traps. Aha! Got your ass.
Let me end this show. We're going to start talking reckless.
I ain't going to talk reckless today. We jump out looking. You know,
man over here to incriminate yourself.
I ain't going to incriminate myself.
Hey, fuck all that.
I still got my watch tattoo. I mean, coming to my phone. That's what I know. I can't wait for that bitch to connect to Wi-Fi. I'm going to send my little note. Return it. The workouts have not been the same. I like to be able to count my calories.
That's fine. I count them bitches when they go in.
Nike Run Club just don't do it for me. It's okay with the walk, but I like being able to go to Walmart and my watch make me feel like it was a workout.
You did good. Bitch, you doing a good job.
You doing a good job.
I got a homegirl who made her Alexa say that when she asked her how she doing. She be like, Alexa, how I'm doing? She's like, bitch, you doing a good job.
Oh my God, I want to do it. I ain't plugged up my Alexa speaker in. About a year and a half. I gotta get ready to do it.
I'll be finna get the little free ones. But I ain't got no need for it.
That's the one like I got was the free one. And I ain't plugged that bitch up for
forever. Yeah, I don't think I got no need for it. But yeah, man. Do I got the announcements? I ain't got no announcements right now. I still gotta talk to Quarter about shit.
Yeah, that's how, like in the movies, white people that roll joints, they be like, you, bro.
Like they try to surprise you with the length of it. Like, yeah, this is how I roll this motherfucker.
Look, why? This shit was too funny.
What?
I'm doing my cousin lashes. I'm finna do my little cousin lashes, right? So I go to put my contacts in so I can put these little special glasses I got. Why? I go to bend down and I was talking. I guess I like sniffed. But my back was to my cousin. My cousin, oh my God, cuz, no, we gotta get you out of this. This ain't you. I said, what the fuck? Did you just sniff?
She thought she did go. That's funny, hell.
She was literally crying. I was like, bitch, I just put in a contact.
Boy, I would have took it too far.
I was like, that way when you said the wipe, I was like, look, don't you start those jokes.
That shit too far. I mean,
so
I'm talking about, I probably would have started acting like I hit.
She scared the fuck out of me. I poked myself. I'm like, what? Wait, why shit? What happened?
That's funny.
What you just sniffed?
You should have roared
at that. Like, she probably would have fucking stabbed me up. Put me in rehab.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, stupid. As always, we appreciate y'all for listening. We got to get the fuck out of here. Remember to comment, share, like, repost. And do a line of that good old
context.
Yeah. That's what we call it, not context solution. Yeah, sniffing solution. Yeah, you ain't got no problems.
Solution.
That's your first problem. You sniffing solution. Give a little ignorance to somebody who needs it the most, man. It's self-ignorance.